We are learning Maseches Avayizara Daf Yabez Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of Yabez Amud Aleph, Omar Abaya, three lines from the top, right smack in the middle of the Gemara. It said that Boi Minei Rav Shimon Lakish Mar Chanina Atluza Shel Aza Mahu, in the meat market next to Aza, are you allowed to do business there? So the answer, yeah, you know, in Tzur, you ever know what the Tzur? We're there, a Goy and a Yid puts a Kedera on a Kira together, and the Chum weren't worried about it. So we see from there that you're allowed to do business with in this meat market. Now, what does that mean? The words have three pshatim. What that means? Each one is more machmir than the other one. Omar Abaya. Abaya says that that I said that two people are cooking together in Tzur and the Chum weren't worried means that I wasn't even worried about the raisa. Omar Abaya Mishum Basa Nevela Lo Yamrinam. We don't say Dilma Mahad Ape Yisrael Lachayre. Maybe the Yisrael will turn around. And maybe when I'm looking, the guy will throw something in the gedera. That's the chamur and chayish for that. And the reason why we're chayish for that is because lemaisa, he has no reason really that he wants to be machshel you, and also his skis get caught. So therefore, chacham said we're not worried about that. Hachinami lechoshel chacham and meshum the may of his chavim. He also we're not worried about the may of his chavim money from a guy, which is the raisa, which means like this. Rabbi is learning that the Rabban de Gesurim we definitely weren't worried about. This is not the city they do Avodah Zarah. It's a city right over, right now. It's a city very close to the meat market. Aza is very close to the meat market. And they have a holiday. We're not worried about the Rabban de Gedin. The Rabban de Gedin means doing business on the day of the holiday or before the holiday. Those are the Rabban de Gedin. But we worried, Rashi learns, about the Raisa de Gedin problem. The Raisa de Gedin problem was maybe it's money from Avodah Zarah. What does money from Avodah Zarah mean? Two pshatim in Tosfos what the money of Avodah Zarah means. Either it means that this money itself that they're using, someone was makivit the Avodah Zarah. Then the koimer, which is the priest, took the money and is buying something in the shuk. So maybe I can't sell in the shuk because maybe someone's coming from Aza with money from Avodah Zarah mamish, and that it says lo yidbak biyodecha mu'ma. You're not allowed to have any shaykh to that, and you over the raisa. Zok to Gemara, just like we're not machzik, we're not worried about the raisa by Boston Avela. Here also, we're not worried about the raisa of the mei avodas chavim. But like Rashi speaks out, according to Abaye, a koshkin hecha the adin and the mishal chutzla. For sure, if you know the money is not from the avodas zara, for sure you're not worried. The suffik is surah d'abon lechashin, the name of Dilma Hai Gavra is from that city. And today is his holiday, and it's been over on doing business. That we're definitely not choshes for. But even for the mayor of his chav, we're not choshes for. Why not? Because it's just like we're not choshes for Boston Avela. Now, another pshat in the mayor of his chav means that if you sell a behemoth to a guy for takrivis, and he gives you back money, that money also has a din of Avodah Zarah. That's the other side. The mayor of Avodah Zarah speaks about barichas over here. The Ramasul Tekava say. Hakapon gets a bias pshat that we're learning that we're handling the chshash of the mei of his chavim, and we're learning out from the case of Shtei Kederes, there's no chshash to mei of his chavim. Like we spoke at yesterday, Tab Tosfos asked Akasha, what's the chshash over here, Bechlal, that the part might put in veil in? We know Yoytzev and Nichnas is a heter in the Gemara later on, Daf Samach Aleph. But Daf Yoytzev and Nichnas, it's a heter, the guy's going in and out. He's cooking right, he's cooking here. And for Tosfos, the Yisoid is that if he's not scared, then it doesn't help you. It's v'nichnas. So here, the guy can say, I'm helping you mix the pot. I saw it was burning, I gave a good mix. So in such a case, there's no tiny Yitz v'nichnas. And like I spoke yesterday, it's very negay lahalocha. Yitz v'nichnas doesn't help unless the guy knows he's not allowed to do anything. If he doesn't know he's not allowed to do anything, the Yitz v'nichnas doesn't help anything because he thinks he's allowed to do it. So if I care, he wants you to come in to see how good he's helping. So it's only if he knows that he's not allowed to do anything that you have Yitz v'nichnas. That's Abaye's pshat. Comes Rava. Rava Amar, my lechosh lechomim. It means like this. Rava saying the case here has to be, you know the money is not Avodah Zarah money. That's not the chshash. And the chshash we're handling is the rabbon de chshash of doing business on Yom Eidoy, on the holiday itself. And we're showing that just like by the case of two pats, we're not chosh with the rabbonons, he also not chosh with the rabbonons. We're not worried about Bishul Evichavim. Now, why aren't we worried about Nevela there and thus bring a riot to the rice of us? Because Rav is saying, you can't bring a riot. If you're the Chashash, you have a problem. I bring a raya from the case of the cooking. He says, no. Buying the veil is no chash whatsoever in the veil. Why? Because he has no anah from it, and he's scared to get caught. So there's no tzad there. But what? Maybe there was a different tzad. Maybe there'll be an issa bishloi v'chavim that were worried, maybe that he's going to help cook the pot. He's going to put the pot on the fire or put the fire on. He'll help cook the pot. Why worry bishloi v'chavim? When you cook next to someone, maybe he's going to have to do over bishloi akum. And still, in that choshesh, to kavasei hachinami lechosh lechom shem yedam. Here also, that choshesh because of the rabban of yedam, because in that choshesh that the guy buying something is coming from the next city, and he's gonna go celebrate his holiday with this thing.
That would be the
raisa.
Huh? That would be the
raisa. That's not the raisa. Hey, facilitating you're going to celebrate the raisa, pasha is not the raisa. First of all, if it's lo yishoma picha, the biggest raya is the eva's mutter. That's not the raisa. Yom edom, we do it. We like to do makam eva. We had a gemara before. Makam, if something's the raisa, it wouldn't be mutter makam eva. So that's the biggest raya. It's not the raisa. It's only the bottom. So chomer the bottom, but it's not the raisa. So in any case, the rav is saying just like over here nachoshes b'shul akum, he also nachoshes v'yom edom. That's pshat number two. Rabba ulomar, no. I am worried about Yom Edom. We're not worried about Bishul Akum. He says, no, Bishul Akum, you know what I'm not worried about? Because it's the easiest thing to fix up. If the Yid comes there, and then it's Choyte B'Cholim, then it becomes Bishul Yisrael already. It's very easy. Like, you light the fire, it's enough. That's all. So we're not worried about Bishul Akum. What are we worried about? We're worried about something called Tzenura, maybe. Maybe Tzenura means something spritched from one part to another part. And still in that Choshesh. See, here also in that Choshesh for Issachal of 3 days before. Rav Ulam lechosh the mechamim mishum tzinur. The kavasei hakanami lechosh the mechamim mishum lefnei adayim. We're not choshes for the issakal of 3 days before, like Rashi explains. Different maskel Rabba Ula, but yom edom shem bnei azal loyshori Rav Chanina lost in bnei atluza. On that day, you cannot work in the meat market. We're not worried about the rabbanans. He says no. Loydomush tekederos the hashem lekel meichas from shul yakum because they could do chitui and that's it. But here it could be choshes. Maybe it comes from there. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the Gedera Tzenura Shaila. And since we're not Choshev Tzenura Shaila here also, now why are we not Choshev Tzenura Taka? He says the reason is because first of all it's not Shchiach, and second of all because we bought the Baroi. He says, Hachinami lechoshu le'isser chutzalosh me'aza 3 days before that Issachal. So upon him, it comes that the three shittas are Abaya, Rava, and Rabba Ba'ula. Abaya is most makel. He says that even for Issa the rice, we're not chosh, we're not loser. Rava says we are chosh for Issa the rice. You have to make sure the money's not coming from Avodah Zarah. But you're not chosh, even on Yom Edom, you don't have to worry, he comes from a different city, he comes from the city of Avodah Zarah. And Rav Ula says, no, you have to know, he's not, on that day you can't do business at all. You have to, days before, you can be, you know, chosh, just like you're not chosh, but in two parts. So Ad Khan, this very important Gemara, which has a lot of ramifications, the guy be cooking with a guy in the sugis of having no shvachos akum in your house, ayin sim and kuf yuches. Why don't you look at Tosfos? Click with the mask of a shadi. So it says at the end of shadi, this Tosfos talks about is there a shayla going to throw meat into it? So he says pirush ri. We'll read the whole Tosfos. Shadi basa chusha shaloi v'shakel basa shmeina. Why would the Tosfos bevaring like? Why would a guy do such a thing? Why would he throw basa in the veil? You know why? Because he sees your basa looks good and yum. So he says, you know, I'll throw my lean piece of meat in there, and I'll take a good fatty piece of meat. Kedei laviach, av v'chinam zog tais the biggest side. Kedei lahachsho yisho alech hashinan. We're not choshes for that. I feel halach m'rachik. V'raya, milikamon perek sheni, gav hiu arber damarish, lo yichayish to ruv ischam, rekirin the kiss of the rest of it. He did not worry about it. So he says, m'hai taimo, shafkinam b'chol yom, kedei rishlono shifchosenu, oiv ischav lech hashinan dim lehetil lo isse v'sachay. There is nothing to gain, we're not worried they can throw something in it. But Kimavuyer, if they have something to gain, then it is a problem. So therefore, there's a whole Shiloh, Ramesh talks about in the Tshuva, that worry that maybe they chafed up the Kalim. Why? Not on purpose, because if they want to make yourself an egg, then your Kali is trafed. Or if they want to make yourself any food, they don't know the halachas of Basel B'chol that good. You know, I want them, someone call me up on the Shiloh. He said, what do you mean? My cleanly knows everything. I said, if you don't know anything, how do you cleanly know everything? Because obviously he didn't know much. He had to clean the whole house. But Lemaisa, since they don't know so much, so first of all, they're going to do Bishul Akum, that's for sure. Most people don't know that. And for sure, the clean lady, you know, as much as Shiva she went to, she doesn't know that either. But, and even Basel B'chol she's not going to know. So therefore, Ramosha talks about a case that if someone leaves a clean lady in the house, he says he might have to kasha all the kelim. Or at least wait 24 hours before you use them. That's what he says. It's a tshuva. It's a tshuva from Ramosha. Okay. I'm going to go weiter. It's not the sugi here, Mamash. I'm going to go weiter. Ma'u leilech shom. Ma'u leilech l'shom. So it says in our Mishnah, a problem called marasayin. What's the problem? If they're in the middle of the holiday, and everyone sees you going to the city, so then it's a problem marasayin. Now, if that city is a thoroughfare to the next city, so then no, everyone thinks you're going to the next city. Like, it's not a problem. You know, if you're going to Borough Park, you drive through Manhattan, let's say, so it's not a problem. But if Manhattan was a dead end, you couldn't get anywhere from there, so then there'll be a problem because you go into that place. And the same thing if you're coming out of the place, like the Gemara said. And they're celebrating the holiday that day. Also, you're not go into the city on that day. You're not to leave that city. Because someone sees you leaving the city, they think you did Avodah Zarah there. If there's only one road going there, and that's the only road there and back, also it doesn't go anywhere else, it's also ain't there. Then it's mutter. Another halacha. Someone was walking past a avodah zarah, and he feels a sharp pain in his foot, and he realized a thorn went into his soul. So he wants to bend down to pull it out. Lo yishche v'yitlena. Don't bend down right here and take out the kites. Looks like he's bound down to v'yitzchavim. If ain't a nira, but if it's not nira, it's muta. We'll see what that means. If no one looks, it's muta. That means we'll see. Another case, a similar case. He was walking by the v'yitzara, and all of a sudden his wallet fell out, and all the money spread out. Lo yishcha v'yitlem. Shouldn't bend down to pick it up. It looks like he's bowing down to his chavim. And nira muta, and it's muta. Ma'ina moishuch v'yitz chavim. There's a spring that's going in front of his zara. It's coming through the back, coming out of the mouth. So lo yishcha v'yitzchav. Don't bend down in front of it to catch the water. Happens to be ma'ina moishuch does not mean it's going through the mouth. That's the next gemara. This means there's a spring going in front of his zara. Don't bend down to that spring and drink water right in front of everybody's heart. Partufais, this is the case I was telling you. Partufais mekachimayim lekrachim, no, there goes, big krachim. Some krachim had these statues that had water pouring out of the mouth. And here it comes, goes through the back and comes out through the mouth. So he wants to have a drink. So he puts his mouth on the mouth of the Vadizara. Looks like he's kissing the Vadizara. So partubas of a kalchimayim lekrachim lo yiniach piv al piem the yishta. But shenira kemenashek lo vizchavim ki yoytzibay. Besides that, this is nothing to Vadizara, but al tzakono lo yiniach piv al siloin the yishta. Don't put your mouth by a gutter and drink because you can't see what's in there. Pnei tzakono, it might be a luka in there, a certain type of worm, which is dangerous. Don't drink like that. Let it come into your hand and see what's going on, and then drink it. So we have four cases. We have a case of kites, a thorn. We have a case of money spilling. We have a case of mayin ha-moyshech. And we have mayim ha-mekalchim out of the mouth of the Avodah Zarah. So may ena nira. What does it mean, eno nira? That if you can't see, then it's muta. Either b'lo yibizchazi, that no one's seeing, no one's looking. V'am rav Yehuda, am rav, kol mokum shom v'chom p'nei marazayin, afil v'chad ha-dorm ha-osa. Anytime marazayin is also, even v'chad ha-dorm. So what does it help that no one can see? If it's not nicker that you be mishtachav to the goy to the vayzara, then it's mutter. What does not nira mean? So Rashi says it means your back is facing. You bend down with your back facing the vayzara, or your side on the side of the vayzara. There's a way to do it that you're not bowing on the vayzara, then it's mutter. And may nira mishtachav is chav and mutter. So tomorrow of a tricho, and I need. The only case it's not possible in nira is by partufim. There it's not possible in nira because you're drinking straight from the mouth. There it's not possible. Chayro, there it's not so possible. But the first three cases all have nira ve'in nira. But tricho, you need to say all four cases. Ditana koitz. If you said just the case of koitz, mishum the efsher lemezel kamei or mishkalei. The koitz, I understand that, you know, so walking out a few feet to take out the koitz, it'll be a little painful, but walk a little bit. Aval moyos le efsher, what do you want to do? I have to pick up my money. It's only here. Emelay, maybe they are allowed to do it. Vitan a moyos, if it's in money, then moyna, it's money. That's why you have to leave it there. It's all there is money. Aval koitz, a tsaira, they have tsar, maybe I'm allowed to do it. Emelay. Vitan a hani tarati, these tubes are like a sakana, no sakana. Aval mayin, dika sakana. There is a sakana, the lois shayis, mayis, he's going to die if he doesn't drink. Aim aloy, maybe there's a spring in front of the reservoir. Maybe allowed to, tzricha, you need it. Now, there's 2 points in this Gemara. First of all, what does it mean, the sakana? It's mashma, even if it's sakana, you're going to die, you're not allowed to drink it. Well, it's hargla yavar, So Ran brings turn 2 days. The Ran says, yeah, maybe. Echanami. Even if Maris Ayin, there'll be a chiyuv to kill yourself, to let yourself get killed. Huh? Vavazor. Maris Ayin, Vavazor. That would be one side. But then he says, no, but Efshana, this sakana doesn't mean real sakana. Real sakana attack, you'd like to do it. And it just means over here, it's almost a sakana. It comes to sakana tvashi, she's very thirsty. And in past like the round second side, like it says in the Ramon, Simon Kufnun, Sif Gimel. That's point number one. Point number two is a technical problem. L'chara, once we said the third case of sakana, so of course the first two cases now I do, money and tsar. So just say the third case. Zayfrek the Maram Masha. The answer, Shmaka Teretz. They say there's two parts of everything. There's the Isser, the Chumrah, and the Kula. The Kula is Ein Nira is Mutta. Maybe I would think that Ein Nira is only Mutta by Sakana. Who said Ein Nira is Mutta? The other two, that's why I need those two. So that's why it goes back and forth, because the Ein Nira.
You mean you need Ein
Nira
by the other two?
Yeah, we need to say the Ein Nira is Mutta there. Maybe the Ein Nira will be off there also by Ein Nira. Because that's more Kula there. That's not a Sakana. Here's Sakana, that's how he says Pshat. Now, what's the fourth case? One top on base. Part two for Islamali. On top of your base on base. Two for Islamali. You want to say this case of sakana, that you shouldn't put your mouth by the gutter of a yishta, but sakana. So, therefore, we said the last case. Maya sakana, aluka. Aluka is a type of worm that's dangerous to drink. Now, why couldn't you say this sakana on a different one? Because the other case is, let's say, by the ma'ayin, you can see what you're drinking. Like Rashi says, by the first narrow lines, the il lishchois velishtois beyodo lekasakanto, the body of the other, you look what he's drinking from. But here we're saying, just like part two fim is also, where it's mouth to mouth, here also mouth to silon is also because sakana. So in order to say the sakana case, we brought down a case of part two fights, and now we know why we need all four cases.